You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Live,
online,
smartphones,
the 702 app,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7,
and 106 FM.
Yesterday was the memorial service of the now late Eusebius Mkhize. Still quite weird saying the late Eusebius Mkhize. And I attended in the morning and then I came through to my radio show, but it continued up until after 2 p.m. And what, there were like 24 speakers, so many speakers on that program, of which some of his closest friends started ratting him out. And what I love, though, about how Ridi Khabi summed it up is that there was no malice in it. So Sakina was the MC. And at the beginning, she kept saying, you know, she kept saying, I don't know all of Eusebius's friends, but I feel like I know all of you because he used to speak about you all the time. He used to speak about you all the time. But take a listen to what the first speaker, one of his friends, actually had to say about him.
Sakina was saying that Eusebius speaks about his friends. Eusebius also gossips about his friends. I don't know if you know that. I can tell you things. quite a lot. We patched up a lot of our own differences over gossiping about other people. Because we did have a lot of differences. We did have a lot of fights because we were friends, we were close and we loved each other. But we were incredibly different. Intellectually, we're different. This is one radical liberal and a soft Marxist. Very different backgrounds. We had different approaches to class politics in particular. So we'd always be like, we'd be at each other's throats about things. But we'd patch it up. I'd get a WhatsApp saying, oof, didn't talk. When he says he has a headache, that means he's been perplexed by some individual or groups of individuals, and he needs to talk at length about their weaknesses. we'd talk about those people.
I mean, how beautiful is that? Because you can also hear it wasn't all somber, but everyone was laughing. And again, let me reiterate the sentiments that Ridi Khabi shared is, you know, within context, it was never malicious, the gossiping. And even his partner Nduduzo said, yay, the things I know. But what I thought is just so hilarious is that there are some people you may never, ever want speaking at your funeral or your memorial service because they might reveal way too much about you that you don't want revealed. And do you have friends like that? Or do you have bosses or colleagues that you feel like, I actually would not want a single person in that building talking about me because they don't actually know me as a person. They don't know me. And I even wonder where that comes from, that thing of a representative from your workplace comes to speak at your funeral. So when the team and I were having this conversation, and I think I mentioned it once to this particular boss, that yo, if something happens to me, who would be the person at Prime Media I would want to speak as a boss in inverted commas? I think for a colleague, I would want my teammates at the time to possibly speak. But the one boss I can definitely say, and I know for a fact he would not ever want to speak under those circumstances, and I'm not wishing this in any way, touch wood, that something does happen to me and this now becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the boss who gave me a chance for the first time on this radio station with zero radio career experience, and the same boss who brought me back, is the one that I would want to speak for me, or on, is it for me or to me, whichever one it is, at my funeral or my memorial service. But there are some places I have worked, I would want no one to speak about me because those people don't really know who I am. They don't know who I am. And then I have friends I would not want at all speaking at my funeral or memorial, especially if it is a public one, because my secrets will come out and then you'll never look at me the same again while my videos continue on YouTube, while my, you know, content continues out there, and you'll think to yourself, ah, kanti re lebogile. Not to say I have many secrets, because I think I'm quite open with all of you as listeners and as supporters of all the work that I do. But there are certain parts of me that I feel like it's nice to keep to myself and to those in my inner circle. So let me know, give me a call and let me know of the people you absolutely refuse to be speaking at your memorial, to be speaking at your funeral. Yet like this person can, and it can be somebody that's super close or somebody that's not that close at all. And I think I've said it before. I said to my mother, Mama, if you've never met this person, if you have never met this person, they're not speaking at my funeral or memorial. If you've never met this person, they are absolutely banned from speaking at my funeral or memorial. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line. 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja.
Let's listen to some of the WhatsApps that have come through.
You know, I kind of like.
Let's try that again.
You know, I kind of like what you're saying, but not everybody should talk. You know, I'm going to follow what my mother did. You know, my mother wrote her obituary, and almost everybody who she wants to speak and everything else. So when she passed, we just took that and we actually realized that that was written in 2008 and she passed in 2019. And that, and I know you can actually see that it was planned. So you can write it or you can actually dictate who's going to speak and who's not going to speak in your funeral. So it's easy. And I think that's the best way that we're going to do. My mother wrote her own obituary and her own and speakers and everybody.
That's so interesting, though, because what if it's outdated? What if they're people that are no longer your friends? Like, when are you? You remember during the time of COVID where funerals were restricted to 50 people? So what if you write this thing and it becomes something that is so outdated? I'm wondering. I am a planner, so it would not be odd for me to actually write my own obituary, if I'm honest with you. And I think I've shared this with you before. Excuse me. When I met a woman whose mother worked with my family and I on events, and after the mom passed, she said there was a file that was put aside that had everything pre-planned for the funeral. Everything. The coffin was selected, the obituary was written, everything was done so that the family didn't have to worry or put their minds to a single thing. But how do you keep up to date with, you know, who should be speaking and who should not? Let's go to Lindeni in Kailami. Hi, Lindeni.
Hi, Lebo. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
I'm good. For me, okay, though it's not work, but I have the experience that taught me so much in life. I lost a brother, ne? And then I had these two friends, very different. One, she was the best friend we went to varsity with, but I knew that she's very judgmental in nature. So there were things that I know or knew I would never speak to her about. Then I had this one friend whom she carried my life, ne? So my brother passed on, very important friends in my life. Then I called both of them. I told them they came, both of them. So one is from Mpumalanga, one is from Durban. Then because I wanted them to keep each other's company, I introduced both of them and I found a place for them to sleep. Guess what? The friend that knew my stuff told a lot of stuff that I would have never wanted anyone to know to this other friend. This other friend, they both knew my family and everything. Oh, guess what? she was a concerned friend who spoke about my things to my sister-in-law, who was like a mother to me at the time. And then everything went to my mother. It was a mess. I lost the friendship with both of them because I was angry that the other one, how can she speak about things like this to another friend? But anyway, even though I tried after to say, hey, let's go past this thing, but the friendship was never the same.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
So if something had happened to you, who would have known that those people are not your friends anymore?
You know, and imagine if they would have called between the two of them or both of them, they would have had to speak to my at my funeral.
Telling your secrets that they were not supposed to share in the first place.
You know?
Yeah. So you have to tell your people, Lindeni. You have to tell your people and update them. Like, and thank you, Lindeni from Kailami. My mom, guys, she knows. And I don't consider it gossip, but depending on how you define it, you can look at it as gossip. I'm very open with my mother about my relationships. Even when I'm having problems in my friendships, she is actively always in the know of my status with my friends. So if somebody after my passing wants to come and act somehow, thinking that my mom doesn't know, yay, you dumped me, you ghosted me, Nersa Buisani. She will know. You must always make sure that somebody knows. Laura in Bedford View, hi.
Hi, Relebogile. I have a 27-year-old daughter.
Mm.
And she suffers from severe depression. And one of the things she has said to me in her depressed state is that when she's tried to commit suicide, when she's come out of this, she has said to me in her good space, Mom, these are the things I want you to do. These are the people that I would like to speak at my funeral. These are the people I definitely do not want to speak at my funeral. This is where I want to be buried. This is how I want to be buried. These are my finances. This is how my money must go. This is where it must go, and this is what we must do. So it's been quite a shock to the system, and it's quite a difficult thing to, as a mom, to deal with, and as a person to know that you, as the person that's trying to do this to yourself, and if you're successful, this is your last wishes. It's very difficult.
And I think, Laura, what makes your situation so difficult is because the conversation she's having with you is coming from a place where you are aware that is a serious consideration for her, as opposed to, you know, us speaking about it in jest.
Absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely. Just to put light on it, when she's not as in that depressive state, she does say to me, Mommy, I do realize what I'm saying when I'm saying it, and I actively try every day not to do it.
Mm.
But life is love, and if it does ever happen, you need to know that this is what I want. So we kind of try and make light of that subject. And I always say to her, don't tell me, for example, she'll tell me, and these are the passwords, and I'm a very forgetful person, so she'll say, Mommy, this is the password XYZ, or whatever it is, and I'll say, I don't remember it, so you can't do this to yourself,
because
Mommy won't remember it, so your money will stay where it is. You know what I mean? So I kind of try and make light of it when she's in a good space, but when she's in a bad space, that is always in the back of my mind.
Oh, Laura, I'm sending you such a massive, massive hug.
Thank you so much.
No one speaks as much in the mental health conversation about those supporting those who are struggling with mental health. It is extremely heavy and painful. And I'm sure as a parent, you feel completely helpless. Because on the one hand, you want to participate in the conversation because at least she's talking, even though it's quite morbid and scary. So I'm sending you sending you so much love and light, and may your daughter just continue on her healing journey.
Thank you so much, Rilabukhile, and have a good day.
Thank you, Laura in Bedford View. Yeah, and sometimes people who are in dark places will share such things. When I was in a hospital bed after an operation and I thought I wasn't going to make it, I just started writing down plans, and I told my older brother, who was with me in the hospital at the time, this is what I want. These are my wishes, because I didn't think I was going to make it. And he brushed me off at the beginning and then he listened. Thank God I am still here. Let's go to, is it Simonia in Pretoria?
Hi, Rebekhle.
Hi.
I'm in my 40s. There's nothing wrong with me. I have zeal for life. I love life. I've got no comorbidity. But like I review my policies every year, the first week of December, the first 3 days in December, every year I review my policies. I rewrite my will. I've got a file. Everybody knows in my study there's a pink file. My obituary is in there. I revise it every year. My whole, this is the flowers I want. Those are my PIN numbers. That is the number of my private banker. That's my broker's number. Look, I'm telling you, who's going to play organ? What music? All the hymns are in there. I revise it.
The hymns!
I live in order. Hell no. Nobody's going to stuff up my funeral.
Simonia, you are like my spirit animal. You are my soul sister, because you have the same personality type as me. I love over-planning things. But I didn't get to the part of who the organ player must be.
I'm telling you, the organist, the hymns they have to play, the hymns that will be sung, who's going to take the choir, which orchestra leader will take the choir. There will be so many violins, so many flutes, two cellos. I'm telling you, nobody, and I revise it annually, no one will stuff up my funeral. You know, both my parents died of cancer, they did it, and there was nothing to plan. You just looked, okay, those are the color schemes, that's the flowers, that was
green flowers. Oh my gosh.
It was a dream to organize, I mean, you know what I'm saying. Not a dream to organize,
wait,
there was nothing to think about.
Have you told these people that you've included them?
Yeah, we speak on a regular basis. Everybody knows if anything happens to me, there's my file, there's my medical aid number. Look here, I've got an extra bank account with a card in there with a PIN. So
for the funeral arrangements.
There's 50,000 rand. Go and draw the money until the policy pays out. Phone my broker, phone my banker. And I have meetings with my banker, with my personal broker every year, with my personal, you know. So everybody, you're not going to stuff up my funeral. Hell no. I didn't live in chaos. My funeral will not be chaotic. You don't have to think, just execute.
Simonia, you are absolutely killing me. You are absolutely killing me, but I love you to bits for what you're sharing, because that is such A-type personality vibes. The only people that I've told they're going to be doing stuff at my funeral, I think the family spokesperson knows who they are. This is so morbid, but anyways, the family spokesperson who knows who they are. And I already told Zoya Bala, he's the musical director at my funeral, because I wanted to be a jam. Ke baka, 15-piece band, ke re brass, ke re. Like, you know, the music must be such a vibe. That's how I want to go. But I need to take tips from Simonia and start that file. I must even write speakers. And then at the end of every 6 months, I must say, Abel and I disagreed. He's being removed as colleague. We'll continue at this after news. It's 1:30.
702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja. Call Relebogile.
On 011-883-0702.
24 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're talking about those people that you feel like, they should never get an opportunity to speak at my funeral. Just following Eusebius Mkhize's friends being like, yay, he gossiped. He spoke about you, even though, yes, it was in good fun and not malicious at all. Some of you might feel like, I don't want anybody speaking about speaking like that about me at my funeral or memorial. Or you might feel like, I did not like the company I worked for, so none of them should speak at my funeral or memorial. 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 0727021702. Guys, Bito in Johannesburg, tell us your name.
Hi, Lucille, how are you?
What is your name?
My name is Rilebogile.
The very first Rilebogile to phone on 702 Afternoon. I am so happy. Oh, a true Bito. I always say the labels give more Bito, but Rilebogile, yo, I'm so happy. How do you feel when people say my name the many ways they say it on air?
Oh,
Relebogile?
Oh, my life.
Oh, my goodness. The line is going. Okay, now I can hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm driving. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I was, you know what, ne? Mina, I don't want anybody to speak at my funeral. There must just be a church service, and that's it. I can't give a talk with my aga. I don't even go to church, so I don't know for where am I going to get Muruti or. But I do not want speeches, not from my boss, not from my friend, not even from my husband.
Ah.
I just have to put it on my will. People, no, I'll be embarrassed from down the drain. I'll be embarrassed by the things that people say. But Wagwamaka, people lie.
But what would your husband possibly lie about you? What if he wants to talk about how he's going to be heartbroken and, you know?
Well, he will obviously be heartbroken.
Yes.
I'm a nice person. Everybody will be heartbroken.
Aye.
They must not reveal things.
So for you, no one must speak at your funeral?
No one must speak. No one must speak. I just have to buy a pastor to preach, Mara. No one must speak.
So are you going to have is the memorial service going to be at Gonka? Because you don't go to church, you go to clubs.
I don't even go to Gonka.
Oh my gosh,
but
listen.
I like the whole church thingy vibe from what my dad's funeral was like.
Yes.
So it was really nice. So that's why would rather have the church thingy. But no speeches. Guys, no speeches. And I think I don't even want to think about it.
Okay.
No speeches. And anyway, I'm speaking from experience. Somebody said things that were not nice.
About you?
And they didn't even know me. Like, Mila Murutara making an example. And I felt like, no, man. We shouldn't be saying this, yes, Nana. We shouldn't be saying this. Like,
I feel you on that one. I absolutely feel you on that one. But thank you so much, Relebogile from Johannesburg, calling Relebogile on 702 Afternoons. Yes, I'm very excited. The name is not common. Albaugwe in Johannesburg. Hi.
Hey, Relebogile.
Go ahead.
Well, I think for me, I really wouldn't want my colleagues to speak at my funeral, and I wouldn't want elder members of my family speaking. Because they would not be speaking of me. They would be speaking of the person who they think they know. For instance, I'm a medic, and when I'm at work, I'm very dull and very serious because of the nature of my work. It requires me to be that way.
Yes.
But when I'm not at work, I'm a totally, totally different person. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. I'm sarcastic. I'm playful. And I feel like my colleagues will go there and talk about how quiet I was and how I minded my own business. And that's not me at all. I want my best friend to talk about the mischief that we got up to, the gossip, the things that we did. I mean, there's so many things I've done with my best friend. And I would want people to know about me. Hori, you know what? Our brother's not the person that you think he is. Hori, you think he's morally upstanding? Yes, he has to be. But otherwise, there's a side to him that you must know of. And people I went to university with and my best friend, they must have the longest time. I want people to laugh.
Yes.
I want them to laugh. They must not be bored.
And I have to say, what you're saying about people having the longest times, do you know how annoying it is when Ntate Muruti is rushing the family?
Exactly.
Like, oh my gosh. And they're just like, can I just mourn my sister? Can I just mourn my parent without you rushing me to finish? Lesego in Reimse, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good, thanks. Now I say I'm not into big celebrations, my graduations, all those things. I don't like those things. So I don't want a big deal for my funeral. Okay, well, I'm a cancer patient and I had a miracle baby going through the treatment.
Wow.
So I always think, I feel like, you know what, all the money that I have, Leona area, the funeral cover, can my baby just enjoy it and be taken to the best schools that I wanted to go to? And I'm from a rural area, Borastindek. So all I always say to my sister, Kehori, can I please be cremated? I want to leave Joburg, Kilimulora, and I want to be buried under a huge tree for my grandmother's plot. Because I want to listen in to the conversation at Christmas, and that's all I want. I don't want speeches, I don't want a funeral service, I just want whoever, my brother or cousin, Corbetta, Musima, Ono, Omunyan, and their tree, and bury me there, and I'm done.
Wow, wow. Look, yeah. I understand what you're saying about the money, being a parent, but not even a young, just sitting around and talking nice things about you and sharing memories.
No, no, they can have that, but I don't want any formality. They can sit, obviously they will cook.
Yes.
And they can talk amongst themselves as family and whoever is there.
Yes.
But I just don't want a program. I don't want a future. I don't want those things. I'm bored.
Listen. You're hilarious. Thank you so much for that call. Here are your WhatsApp messages.
Hi, Lebo and team. I'm more extreme than you, Lebo Kele, because for me, I've stated clearly in my will that there will be no official memorial service and no official funeral. I've instructed my attorney and my family to ensure that I am cremated within 12 hours of my passing.
Huh?
Anyone who tries to defy this, there's going to be a court fight. My attorney is on standby. So no funerals, no memorial service, no drama, nothing.
What? 12 hours? You're okay.
Redewine, how are you? I think it's better the friends will tell us, will tell the people the truth. Because Redewine, tabe ya hore ke ka shwa le spiri saka. Bona le mongwe ke moleletseng. O tshantso ra bolelle batho ge ke se ke ile. Ka nnete, Redewine. Thank you.
He's saying this thing of dying with your secrets. They must come out at your funeral. They must not go with you.
Hi, I'm Lebogile Vic here. At my memorial or my funeral, my youngest son only will be allowed to speak about me. No one else, but only him, my youngest son. He knows me very well. I groomed him very well. We are friends. So he knows things that even some older people don't know, you know, and, you know, he's keeping it very, very, very well inside him. So he's the only one who will be allowed to say something, and period. Each other.
Will from Eye of Africa says, there is no need for speeches, especially my siblings. If people can just enjoy jazz and celebrate me for who I am. And another one says, I don't have any specific people who shouldn't speak at my funeral, but my two close friends know that they have to find my phone and destroy it immediately. Nduduzo yesterday said, you see, CBS's partner, he says, not only was I privy to the gossip and pillow talk, now I have access to Eusebius's DMs. You guys are making me think I have to tell somebody that they must destroy, absolutely destroy my phone when they find it. Thank you so much for all of your messages. Oh, one more says, I told my wife if she passes, none of her family will be there. They won't even know she's gone because they are not good for her. She suffers from high blood pressure and she's not allowed to suffer from stress, but they're always making her stress. Yo, some interesting messages coming through. Thank you.